Start with the topic.
Exodus number 46 from the excerpts on the topic of the from the bottom of the letter to eternal Dvikut from Rabash 1. What is the shepherd of the nation? Is the entire nation in the work? One must believe in the sages who said that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. When a person begins to examine creation with his eyes, meaning which form of good who does good he sees that the creatures are receiving from him, the opposite view appears to man. He sees that the whole world suffers torments, and it is hard to find one person who can say that he feels and sees how his guidance is in the form of good and doing good. In that state, when he sees a dark world, and he wants to believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the world in private providence as good who does good, he remains standing on this point, and all kinds of foreign thoughts come into his mind. Then he must overcome above reason that the upper providence is good and does good. At that time, he receives a need for the Creator to give him the power of faith, so that he will have the strength to go above reason and justify the upper providence. Let's continue. Excerpt number 47 from Rabash 2. What is to warn the great about the small in the work? When a person engages in faith in the Creator, he should dedicate some time to depicting to himself how he would feel if he were rewarded with being near the Creator. And he would see with his own eyes the delight and pleasure extended to him and all of the creations, how high-spirited and elated he would be. This depiction requires continuation, that his faith will be as knowing and seeing, meaning that the measure of the faith should be like seeing and knowing. This is a lot of work, because this is the path of truth, and it is, as it is written, truth and faith, meaning that for his faith to be true, it is specifically like this depiction, that he must believe in the measure of the greatness of the faith as though he saw it, that he was believing with his eyes. In other words, to the same extent that he was inspired when he saw, so should his excitement be when he does not see, but only believes that this is so. This is why it is called faith in the path of truth.